Gender Fluids Podcast. I'm Ava Smart, a 26-year-old trans girl and bottom-leaning switch.
And I'm Ariel Isaac Norman, a 32-year-old androgynous vagina person. And we're the only queer podcast that isn't super gay.
Gender Fluids is a podcast about all the sex and all the people. If you want to get in contact with us or follow us, you can find us on Instagram at Gender Fluids Podcast. On Twitter, we're at Gender Fluids Pod. Our email is genderfluidspod@gmail.com. And you can find us on Patreon under Gender Fluids. Enjoy the episode, y'all. Okay.
So yes.
I've been freaking out about the coronavirus. Not freaking out is not the right word, but like it's definitely been a thing in my mind, right? Because it's all in the news and shit. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, you know, like it's like some bunch of people are going to be sick. Like, that's going to be a good deal.
Should we get some food and water?
Yeah. I was like, you know, if nothing happens, nothing happens. Tight. Fine. Awesome. But if something happens, well, now I got some shit,
we'll
right?
Eat some canned soup for a bit. Yeah.
And you were like, well, Mikey Swenson's always like, yeah, but I'm like, what I do is I'm just like prepping now. And then like I eat all the food. And so a week later, I'm prepping again.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that because I did just eat like a little backpack.
Yeah, exactly. But my thing is, yeah, we should stock up a little bit in case, you know, the thing starts taking people out. But you know, I just realized today that, I mean, it's only taken out the old people. So why aren't we just pro-coronavirus?
We should be on the side of coronavirus. Yeah. Like, it's killing off all the old people who are voting against us.
Yeah, it's mostly old people. We know we don't like those people. They are draining Social Security, which is just a tax on the young at this point, a transfer of wealth to the old. They're draining on, you know, medical shit, whatever, keeping them alive. Like, this is where all the, isn't this
strangle
what we
hold
want?
On positions, right? Just like, yeah. Even if you want to play the corporate game, it's like they're a bunch of fucking old people who are now having to work forever and there's no upward
and they're
mobility.
Lobbying and rigging the rules to be better and better for old people, keeping the interest rates as low as can be. I mean, this is all not good for the young. So yeah, if it's killing people 75 plus, I'm down.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandparents are dead, so fuck you guys. You know?
I still have one set left, but like,
how, you know, I can't, couldn't you lose them? You lose Trump.
I know.
And Sanders, but like, whatever, you know.
Or recuperate. We still got Alexandria, yeah. Oscar, fuck, I'm so high right now. Alexandria.
Ocasio-Cortez, yeah. But yeah, so we lose the old people. I think that's where mostly fine with that.
So like, is it only 2% of the people that have like contracted it have died, and most of them have been like old or like, you know, already have some like
or
fuck
babies.
Up hell shit or like
some
babies.
Babies will die, but look, we're already pretty that. Used to that by now, aren't we?
As if this comes out, it's gonna come out after the guillotine babies segment. Yeah. So you know we're pretty pro.
At like 50% of the country is pretty comfortable with killing babies up to a
and
certain
look,
point. This isn't that far
I'm fine. They're like dying. Let's have it's like God's a gap. Hand. We don't need to have like a continuous kind of like
paint the lamb's blood
right?
on your door and just
pray.
Let it all happen.
Open your windows and just like, you know, let what happened may.
You know?
I'm for it.
I think economically, like the baby boomer generation retiring, all this stuff is a real problem. What we need is to jettison.
Plague.
We need, yeah,
we've
everyone knows
a,
it.
We've
all
needed
been waiting
thinning
for
the thinning of the herd for a while.
Yeah, we all know. And this is probably the best way.
Yeah.
And it works
I mean, it's
for
the most
me.
Efficient way.
All
without,
I care
like,
about is the people
like,
I love.
War will like destroy cities and things. Like at least this way, like it's just sad.
Yeah, it's just sad. We lose all the old people, which sucks, you know.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not saying
start
I'm not
journaling gonna, now, old people, because you, you know, whatever wisdom you've got, you know, we'll read your stuff. But
your time might
you know,
be
your
coming.
Time might be up. It's just too expensive to keep you alive. Talk about death panels. Sometimes God does a death panel. Yeah.
God wakes up from it and it's like, oh shit,
there's
oh,
too many
fuck.
Of them. Too many of them.
I slacked off. I'm here for it. You know, and here's the thing. I think maybe that's a PR perspective that should be pushed a little bit more because when I heard it, I was like, oh,
that should be you
know?
Trump's
thing. I'm just like, I feel a little bit better now. You know, yeah. I actually was like, I was kind of nervous before, right? And then after hearing, I'm like, yeah, that seems right. I'm on board with it. I can be on board with it. I'm healthy and young, you know,
if,
fingers crossed,
if
knock
God
on wood.
God is just wiping out, seriously, like 75 plus, if God is just being like, let's just clear the board of the weight.
Yeah.
again,
that's a lot of like, you know,
the people I really care about are making it in this scenario. So
right,
I'm okay. And they've lived a long life, or the babies don't know anything yet.
Cut short, right?
Like, this is what happens. We are so spoiled as a human race, especially in our country. You know what I mean? We just get to, everyone just gets to live these long lives. I want to be
80, 90 years old.
Please, come on. Really? All of our ancestors, everyone died like flies. You know, you got used to it. Like, this is, we're not asking much.
It makes life brighter in a weird way.
It does. If we all just lost, I mean, all it would, you know, it'll be a sad moment, but then our tax system will be a little bit less burdened. There's a little, I don't know. I just happened to be listening to a podcast today, like, where this guy was talking about all the ways that, you know, the young are really burdened in this country, and like how we haven't been invested in and everything like that. And so just then thinking about the plague and all this, it's like, oh God, yeah. I think it's getting rid of the old people. Forget billionaires who are like working hard and innovating and doing stuff, whatever. It's just these old people.
Get them out of the way.
They're the drain, yeah, because all these funds and stuff are still going and having to pay to them. And
you know, here's the thing. There's probably, they're not all in the best shape, but there's some that are probably in the good shape. So like, that's going to be great for like, can you donate organs if you die of a disease like that?
Like really like old a virus? People yeah. organs? You think we're harvesting many? Like
I'm just saying like, we're going to have a lot of bodies. We're saying 75
there's
up.
There's
got to
be something good in there.
Yeah, there's something usable about it. I mean,
lives.
It would be a nice necrophilia XRS kind of thing where it's like, look, they're dead. I mean, I know they're not your ideal type. They are 75,
body.
But like,
whatever that does
look,
to you.
You will get the flu. But
small price to pay for fucking the corpse of a 75-plus-year-old.
There was one senator when we passed a resolution not to give the vaccine to 75-plus people that was like, dude. Look, I've always wanted this, and I think other people would too. Why don't we just add an amendment in as a fan where we could fuck the dead bodies if we wanted to?
I'm just sorry. I'm just realizing that this coronavirus scenario would wipe out most of the leadership of the Mormon Church.
Yeah.
They're all so
most of the leadership of a lot of
churches and shit. A lot of, yeah. God, the Great Culling. Mm.
That's a good name. What would it be called, though? I mean, it wouldn't be called the Great Culling. That's too cool.
So funny. We just all start cheers and coronas all the time. All the dead old people.
It permanently changes the language we have. Like, we have new greetings about, like, the positivity surrounding. Except for, like, there'll be the people in, like, their 60s or 50s that feel, like, gypped because we're all having too good a time during the coronavirus and all of their, like, really close friends are dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're us because they're like, we do see that this is what's best for everyone, but at the same time, can you guys cool it? We really love these old people. Well, I do feel bad about that, but on the whole, I just think, yeah, like seriously, if we all got to vote, if this was one of the ballot measures we had gotten today, and if it said
let them go. No,
75 plus is out. Just think of the benefits.
Okay, I'm not saying I'm pro genocide, but I am pro acts of
if
God.
If God does it, it's not our fault, is all I'm saying. So, not and if I were a science person, I'm sure I'd be trying to solve it. Thank God I'm not, so I don't have to deal with that moral conundrum as a utilitarian. You know,
do
really
I
try
pretend
to
solve
old,
it, or do
so
I take
if you
a little
are
too
one
long
of those
to get that vaccine ready?
Yeah, if you're one of those scientists who's on the job, just think, Trump's what, 76, 77? I think he's in the window.
Take him out.
Just take him out by not making the virus. And yeah, we'll have to lose a lot of old people. But again, I think, and some economists could correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's just going to mostly be a boon. So,
I mean, that's a lot of wills getting enacted. Lawyers going to be big in business.
Talk about trickle down. Yeah. If the old people die, that'll trickle some fucking money on into the world again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And think of the funeral.
Oh, man. The funeral economy going to be doing great.
Let's all buy stock in caskets. Right? Fuck that, incinerators. These people aren't getting buried. Come on, we got too many of them rolling.
No, we're preserving some of the better bodies.
Some
though,
of the better ones, some of the hot ones.
To like
whatever,
get fucked.
Sure,
and the famous people.
Yeah. Oh, everyone gets to fuck.
It's gonna
the
be so. Yeah, we definitely have to like keep them around. Like it's gonna be sad for people, but you could like pump their bodies full of something to like keep them and let them fuck them, right?
I hope everyone knows that sometimes we're kidding.
But sometimes.
Just know when we are and aren't kidding. You get it.
I mean, you're telling me there's not one famous person who's like dead corona-ridden body you wouldn't fuck? Rob Halford from Judas Priest. If he was over 75 and died, I'd fuck the shit out of him. Pump his dick full of something, ride him all day long. It's hard
for me to imagine fucking a dead body for fun like that. I mean, I don't know.
Like, it's more about like the experience.
The story.
Of, yeah.
I just wanted to say I did.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think of celebrities that are that old that I have like an emotional attachment to them. Like, I mean, like, you know, it's like, you know, like,
what those
Judy Dench. I mean, as much as I love her, I don't think I ever really want to fuck her.
Can she be dressed in that cat's outfit? That kind of makes it.
Well, it's got to hit the right vibe. She's too refined, right? Oh my God, cats.
Yeah,
can I get an airbrush in here for a second?
I think I might. It'd be interesting to fuck that. Yeah.
I wish I knew more about science so I could know if you could get the virus from fucking the thing. I guess it could live long enough on a dead body that, like, if you're gonna get the coronavirus if you fuck a coronavirus infested corpse.
Well, we can give them the antidote after they're dead.
Or like the
you like, well, we have the antidote.
You clean the body and like
now we get the body ready. Yeah, and then. Safe to fuck, everybody. Don't worry.
There could be a whole industry behind that. You know, we're creating jobs.
A job. Nothing if not job creation.
Because I mean, I think if it's that you're a celebrity, you know, you want to leave something for your kids, for your estate. You have a good preserver. You know, you set something up for that, right? So like,
that'd you be hire interesting the best. If we just taxidermied our grandparents and fucked them when they were dead, just as a you know, as a people, if we just did that. You know,
it's a sign of respect.
Yeah, it's just a weird tradition that you didn't question. We have lots of those. Why can't that be one of them? How wild to fuck your grandparent. That's all I'm saying. Like, they're dead. If everyone were doing
someone's
it.
Someone's just like, but I don't want to fuck him. It's like, you go fuck your grandfather right now.
It's what God told us to do thousands of years ago. I don't know. But yeah, I don't understand how more people aren't talking about this. Maybe that's what they've been trying to tell us, like on NPR, when they keep like, it's killing the old people. Like, don't worry about it, everyone. You know, because there is a vibe of like, I don't know, wash your hands. You'll be fine. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, it's only 2% of time, but it's like the old people.
It's like, be like a decent, hygienic human being.
If you're young, eat some vegetables, guys. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Drink some orange juice.
Drink some water.
Just hydrate.
Get some sleep. You'll probably make it, but if you're, you know. Yeah. So I think the media is on board.
I mean, for me, the one thing that I worry about is like, what is like the potential? This is just the apocalyptic side of me, because for some reason, every dream I have is like almost is about the apocalypse in a lot of ways. Well, I have like,
it's fun.
Yeah. Stressful situations.
Get that every now and then. Yeah.
That's like most of my dreams, like the world's ending. But like, in my
how long has that been?
Since I was a child. Okay. There's nothing there.
How often? That's like once a year.
Most dreams. A lot of dreams.
Get that looked at.
I mean, you know, yeah. Sometimes they're fun though, but sometimes they're
for sure.
Not.
Usually some of both.
But in my like, you know, apocalyptic head, I'm just like worried about like the collapse of like our infrastructure and shit. Like if so many people die that like it, and it does really fuck up financial institutions and government institutions. And like, then like all of a sudden like public utilities stop working. Like, you know, like that in my head is like how shit gets fucked. Right. It's like the virus itself, I don't think is like going to be an issue. I think the issue is like when daily life gets fucked and people start getting like, apocalyptic, start getting fucking savage about it, right?
But I, again, if 75 plus, maybe 80 plus, whatever the line is, I think we would be fine.
Can we get some geneticists to capture the coronavirus, tweak it to a specific age, re-release it?
Yeah, y'all.
No, that would be genocide then. That's messing with God's plan.
Yeah, exactly. In this case, some scientists made it in a lab and accidentally let it out, and so they whatever they were going for. I mean, if they were killing, I mean, it's just not our fault. Doesn't matter if it's somebody's fault. It's not our fault. I didn't do it, you know, except that it's I like, think that I'm part of God's mind.
It's like the finger to the nose thing, like, not me.
Yeah, not me. Well, whether it's the act of some scientists or God, or if that's the same thing.
You know.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, here's the thing. It's happening one way or the other. So, like, the best you can do is fingers crossed. Is like, yeah, fingers crossed it ends well.
Yeah. Wash your hands and just call your grandparents and catch
tell
up.
Them you love them. Yeah. Hey, I'm still in the will.
thinking of you. Yeah.
Thinking of you.
Everyone starts calling their grandparents to be like, hey, just
have you been?
Of you.
Mm-hmm. Have you fucked him well? How happy are you? I can help. I can figure something out, you know? You start like...
Trying to fuck your grandparents now?
No, I'm just saying like you want to make sure your grandparents are as happy as possible. You start giving them like sex advice and like counseling. Like maybe hire some like classy like prostitutes to go visit them. Just like make sure your grandparents are like in the primo condition, right?
Oh, to make it.
Yeah, no, to die happy.
Oh, I thought you were trying to get them, you know.
No, like I just want to make them think that, like, you know, you really care about them, love them, mm-hmm. so they die happy and don't potentially
like. Your parents
like, cut
would
you out
want you to get help them get prostitutes.
No, that's, my parents aren't that old.
Grandparent, I mean,
my parents are in their 50s.
No, your grandparents. I mean, your grandparents would.
I don't know. I'm just fucking spitballing. Oh. I don't. I'm not.
Well, like I said, mine are all dead, so the rest of you can go fuck yourselves.
See, here's what I like about this is we've got a split table here of like both your grandparents are dead, mm-hmm. and I have like one set alive that I love very much, right? Yeah. But still.
And how old are they?
They're over
80s.
No, they're like 79.
Okay, but yeah, they're in the window.
They're in the window.
But you know what? They've lived a good life.
I think they're pretty healthy. I think they can make it.
They could make it longer. Somebody
they also
know,
live
know.
In the middle of nowhere. So like, you know, they're not in a like very populous area where people are traveling in and out.
Exactly.
Like,
it'll just be the city people mostly. And
yeah, it's going to hit the cities hard.
And it'll be the poorer, sadly, but we got to try to get it into the other neighborhoods.
Yeah, I wish there was a
go
way
cough
that
on
could,
an old
like,
person in the on the golf course.
Cough
would,
on
would
as
you,
much
everybody?
Money as you can. Uh-huh. Throw it over their fences.
Mm. No, that's messing with God's will again. You just got to go. It's gonna go happen to play golf.
How is coughing on them?
If you happen to play golf with old people and lean in for a lot of hugs and stuff.
Yeah, if you're a valet at a country
there
club.
There you go. Valet at a country club. Perfect.
You know, don't wear gloves.
A servant cough on your hands. To a congressman or whatever these people are doing.
We can
or
all be God's
certainly
agents.
One of the wives.
This has been a pretty God heavy episode.
A young wife of an old person. You obviously.
Gold could. Dig. Your coronavirus is your key.
Use it.
This is a prime time to start gold digging, actually.
Yeah.
If you could intentionally contract coronavirus as you woo a really rich person.
Yeah.
Oh, genius.
Yeah. Smart move. No risk, no reward.
Yeah.
What a good gamble. Okay.
Well, it'd be hard dependent on you as murder, right? It's like they died
oh,
of the coronavirus,
a fun case.
Right?
Be like, we're pretty sure she intentionally gave this guy
coronavirus.
Look, it was like coronavirus is getting out, and she found this old dude, started dating him, got the will change.
She
and
talked
then,
about
like,
it on her podcast.
So it wasn't even like a Patreon. It was just like out in the public. So. Anyway, so yeah, we just wanted to come out as pro coronavirus on Gender Fluids. Gender Fluids officially endorses
pro.
The coronavirus for president
2020. Bernie the coronavirus.
Yeah, great ticket. All right, you want to talk about your sex life?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really. It's not. I always feel weird telling sex stories because I get very in my head as soon as I start. And I'm like, well, this isn't interesting. This is just me giving a play by play of shit I did. And I don't really have any like specific insightful thought about it. So like, I feel like that's what I'm fixing to do again, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Edit it out if it didn't go anywhere. That's kind of,
yeah. But this like, I had this like really great, like, BDSM scene with this dude that I've been doing BDSM shit with for a few months now. Yeah. Right. And I just had like a few moments, like a few thoughts like during this whole experience. Right. And so like, you know, it's not always one. It started off because it's like, I don't always want to fuck dudes. Mm-hmm. I really have to like be in the mood for like specifically that. Right.
Yeah. You gotta be ovulating.
Yeah. More or less. It's just like, uh-huh. And it's a different, mood that hits you. It's a different kind of like, I want to fuck dudes. It's not, there's like very little that's like tender about it. There's very little that's like cute. It's like, I am like feeling like a fucking dirty slut and like, yeah, uh-huh. I want to be like, I want to be yours and not in a cute way. Uh-huh. And so like, I like, you know, woke up and like, just felt it like in my core being. And like, it's one of those mornings, like for me, I know it's going to be one of those like days. If like I wake up and I'm like already hard and I'm already like unconsciously like humping the mattress. Right. And like, just kind of like slowly like grinding into it. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh no. Like in my head, it goes off. Cause it's like, it's such a fucking powerful place to be. Cause it's like when I'm horny normally, I don't have like the drive behind like wanting to act on it. It's like, I can just be like low key, very horny. Yeah. Right. And just like chill like
just
that.
Just enjoy being horny.
But like this type of horny, it's like, it's infectious and it fucks with my head and it's like, it's all I want.
Big horny energy.
Yeah. Big, big horny energy. Uh-huh. And like, and so like I end up at this dude's place through a series of whatevers. Yeah. Of not being available than being available and schedule or whatever.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, I like was like so like deep into it that I was like, I'm going to put a butt plug in before I go over, like 100% going to do that. Like I want to be fucking ready. Oh, right. Yeah,
the butt plug. It's like you're opening it up. It's your warm up.
Okay. But like I had some weed lube left from Colorado. So I like put some of that inside myself and like put it all over the butt plug and like put it in. And I was like, you know, by the time I get there, talk for a minute, casually hang out before like doing whatever for 45 minutes, I'm going to start be right on the ride up of this like body high as like we're like getting into this scene. Uh-huh. I was like, oh yeah. Like I'm fixing to get into that headspace. Right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cause I don't always like
present.
I don't always like being like stoned, like from like smoking, but like an edible high that edibles like is that like that kind of infects your mind with a little bit of like blurriness and a little bit of like
more in your body.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's like that overload of like bodily sensation goes to my head and I can't think straight. I'm just feeling right.
Ideally.
Yeah. And so we go, we have a great like little chat before we get there and like discuss like kind of like what we want to go down in this scene and like plan it out. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool. Sounds good to me. But in my head, I'm going, there's three or four things in here I've never done before. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, this is one of those like do as I say, not as I do moments, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I've been doing kink shit for long enough and like have put myself in enough situations that I shouldn't have that I kind of feel like at this point in my life, I have a good judge of like the people I'm like involving myself with.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I was younger, I would let some people tie me up and put me in some precarious situations that I just shouldn't have been in. But it was just because I had never had it and I just needed it. And there was no control to it. It's like, yeah, if that's what you want to do, like I just want it to happen. So, you know. And so like now at this point, I feel like I can kind of like gauge these things. And this was the first time I did this and like felt good about making that decision where I was like, all right, I'm not going to like tell this dude that I've never done these things before. Uh-huh. Except for one thing I did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I'm not going to like worry about it. Like, I think I trust like this dude enough to do the X, Y, and Z with. And I'm like,
and the things sounded like things you'd enjoy.
Yeah, and they were like, and I was like, I think I can do that. But here's the thing. I mean, I did think there was the potential for me to be in them, but there's reasons why I haven't done any of them before. It's because they're like, they're close to like what I would call my own personal hard limits.
Yeah.
Of like, just like, I just don't fucking do that. And so like, the first one.
Dark orange lights.
Yeah, the first one that like I like was the one I told them that I'd never done before was knife play. And like playing with like a knife. And so like, that's just always been a thing that I've never thought is sexy. Like I've never been into like someone holding a knife to like my throat. I mean, like in a fantasy, like in erotica, I can get into it
for sure.
But I'm just saying, like in my like pragmatic, like sexual life, right? Like my actual lived sexual life.
Yeah.
I've never like had a desire for someone to hold a knife to my neck or to like in a role play or to like, you know, like some people are into like cutting and like dragging knives over their like bodies and things like that. And like, mm-hmm. I've never really thought people posing with knives are sexy. That's a big thing in like porn, like people
yeah.
like posing a knife with knives in different ways. Not my thing. Kind of always creeped me out a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. But like, he was like, I have like, you know, this like dulled knife. And like, here's kind of how I want to use it. And we like talked through. I was like, look, I'm not for the entirety of the blade running across me at any point in time. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like that slicing feeling. I like kind of had the knife on my arm and tried it. I was like, that will freak me out that it's actually going to cut skin like too much. Like, that's a step too far. I was like, but the tip, like the mm-hmm. tip area, which was the most dull also, I was like, mm-hmm. I'm fine with you dragging that and like all over me and kind of like...
Mm-hmm.
pressing in at points, right? Because mm-hmm. it was a kind of a curved blade, so like you weren't like pressing in it like in a stabbing motion. It was more of like a
gotcha.
Pressing yeah, your wrist down to add pressure, and so I wasn't mm-hmm. worried about like my skin being punctured, because I was like, I can't be cut, that's gonna fuck me up, like
yeah
if you actually break the skin and shit, right? So so we did this knife play thing and I ended up fucking loving it.
Yeah.
but the second, and I'll, why I loved it I guess I'll get to in a little bit, like as that shit happened. But like the other thing that I really had never done before that freaked me out more than the knife play was he put on like a sensory deprivation hood.
Put on you.
Yeah. Which is like, it's just like what most people think of as a GIMP mask, right? You know, there are different styles, but this one was like, thankfully it was like cloth. Mm. And so it breathed, which was nice because that was like a thing that I couldn't have done if it was like super hot. So it goes over my head. Like, you know, I can't see out of the eyes at all. Mm-hmm. There's a little slot for my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a zipper over my mouth. Right. Yeah. And like the slot over the nose was a big thing for me. Cause like the reason I don't like those is I have bad allergies.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I can't, and I can't breathe very easily. Right. Like, you know, I need to be able to easily breathe out of both my mouth and my nose at any given time.
Yeah.
And also I'm pretty fucking claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like being pinned down. I don't mind being like restrained, but I don't like being, you know, completely confined in any way, especially around my head.
Mm-hmm.
And when breathing's thrown into that, it like freaks me the fuck out. And mm-hmm. it just always has since I was little. It's like when we've talked about like how like older men would like, you know, hold you down and tickle you. Mm. Like, it comes from a lot of that. And it also comes from a lot of like, for me, like being growing up a boy and being in tons of dog piles. It's like dog piles to this day are one of my least favorite things, even with people dating me. It. I know. And that's the thing, you would think it's so hot, right?
Yeah.
Like,
what a shame.
Yeah. But it's just like, it makes my stomach sick. So, but I went for it, and that one I super fucking loved because I'm already into sensory deprivation, you know, blindfold me or you put earmuffs on me or whatever. But that really gave this like, you know, elevated level of kinkiness. Like when you have a hood on and mm-hmm. like when your mouth is zipped up, so like you can't really hear you that well, but you can still breathe. And like, you're trying to like, or you are screaming. Cause for me, he had me strapped down on my back
mm-hmm.
with my hands, like, cuffed to this like mat that was underneath me
mm-hmm.
And then like my legs, he had like ropes just, you know, on the very tops of my thighs, like by my knee
mm-hmm.
Or bottoms of my thighs, I guess, like right by my knee. And so my knees are like pulled back and splayed back, like on all, you know, like spread eagle. And but he had tied the ropes in such a way that like he could like put my legs together, like they had the ability to be moved together and then to be flipped to either side, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was really well constructed. I was like, oh man, he put some fucking thought into this.
Yeah.
I was like, which is like one of the things that put me at ease though, right? Like it didn't feel like he was flying by the seat of his pants. Like,
no, this guy's got a plan.
Yeah. It was super nice. Like but that's one of those things where people are like, I just like sex to feel spontaneous. It's like, yeah, the idea of spontaneity is nice, but you can have that within like a very structured setup. Like, cause like he did things that I, you know, wasn't expecting and couldn't expect because I couldn't see and my senses were taken away and I was restrained, but it just brought all of my sensations into my body and I'm spread eagle like this. And I'm like feeling this like intense level of trust for him. You know, because it's like, yeah, you sent me like a text version of all this written out and it's going like that, but like better. Like, he's always like, here's what I have planned out. Few things I'm saving just like for in the moment, but you know, mm-hmm. can always like change that in the moment also. So it mm-hmm. adds like a nice level of surprise, right? Like the rope thing. Mm-hmm. Mwah, chef's kisses. So I'm feeling all that. And then that like weed lube starts hitting me. mm-hmm. And like, my body just like, I don't know. It was one of the most like intense and pleasurable experiences I've ever had. Like in like a new way. Like I feel like that was probably the most present in like a kink situation I've ever been.
Yeah.
Right. To like, and like, it like put me in this like new like form of heads, like subspace. Like I think it's because, you know, transitioning and being into kink and all the sexual things that I am and living in such a fantasy world that I do a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's rare when like you have real experiences that up your like,
yeah,
you know,
fantasy
your game. Yeah. Where it's just like, fuck, like I just did a thing that I've been thinking about for so long. And yeah. for me, it's just like, you know, I don't fuck many dudes anymore, but I fantasize about a lot of dudes. Right. And so it was like, this was one of those moments where it's like, I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'm in this fantasy and like, and I'm the hottest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Right. For me at least. Right. Yeah. And like, so I'm getting to go through this and like truly feel comfortable and sexy and like
be living out a fantasy
and be doing exactly what I wanted.
Yeah. Like, that's wild. I mean, it's wild. That guy must just like, you know, just be an expert at, he like clearly just, you know, has been doing this with a lot of people for a long time and figuring out how to like,
yeah, but
play out these kind of fantasies.
But he like built this like great scene, you know, like yeah. it started like, you know, cause it's like, I'm not going to make a first move. And like, you know, again, I'm not that attracted to dudes, but uh-huh. part of it for me is like being kind of like coerced yeah. or forced into yeah. this sexual situation with him and just knowing that I'm his.
Yeah.
And like, he just starts by just like pulling me in to like make out with me. And I'm just like, oh, and uh-huh. like melt, just like, it's like, and that did it, that hobby. Clicked in my head. Yeah.
To just be that good at sex and sex fantasies.
And that's the thing is he was really good at like, he hasn't really fucked me before.
Hmm.
And this time, like he fucked me. And okay. it was like, yeah, he's great at like bringing you into that space and just being like, I don't know, dominating, not in just a purely tender way, but not in like a wholly sadistic way either. He hits right. this like great middle ground.
The kind of fantasy sweet spot.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, it's like, I haven't had anybody do this well before where like, you know, someone grabbed the back of my head and like pushed me to the ground and like suck their dick.
Mm-hmm.
Had that done before very terribly, but like,
yeah.
but like he did it in such a like controlled, like good right. way where it's just like
the fantasy
oh,
way.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. fuck,
that's what I'm
dude.
Saying. Like, you that's like, wild. He's just yeah. like really good at like the kind of thing where I'm like the porn that I want to watch or whatever, you know, like yeah. why aren't people making this kind of like consent gray consent porn, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, that kind of thing. Like that's the line that I think a lot of women want or a lot of people want, and so it's like why isn't there more of that? And like, so I'm saying like that guy,
well it's
basically
not, it's
doing,
not just gray consent, it's consent non-consent, so it's just like, you know, it's like,
well yeah, I'm just meaning
like, yeah, but I'm
what,
just saying,
what words do you type into the search bar, because it doesn't,
yeah
it doesn't work for me.
That's true, because it's more of an air about the actions than like yeah. the specific action itself.
Right.
And that's not necessarily searchable in the best way.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, and like, you know, the way he like got me onto the bed. And also, I didn't tell him the entire time we were hanging out beforehand that I had a butt plug in. And so like he got to discover that in the middle of it. Uh-huh. And I heard him go like, oh. And I was like, yeah, bitch, guess who else has game? You had this elaborate setup, but I planned this before I got here. Because like that's the thought that goes off in your head when we're like, that's been in the whole time. It's like, yeah. And I didn't let it on once. Like, anywho, that was my cute little like subby surprise.
Cute.
But yeah, and you know, the other thing I didn't tell him was that like, I haven't actually been hit with that wide array of like utensils, right?
Uh-huh, he had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I've only been hit with like, you know,
with things.
You know, flogger, couple different paddles, riding crop, you know, like in a couple different paddles, like wooden paddle, leather paddle, a belt, a hand, a hairbrush. A dragon tail, which is like just this long coiled piece of like leather that's kind of like floppy yeah. at the end. That's it. But he has a bunch of shit. And so it was just like, and it's shit that like I have been straight up afraid of.
Yeah.
Because I know it hurts.
Higher level shit.
And not just higher level, but just like different types of hurt. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, like he had a lot of rods, which is like one of the most painful things to get hit with. Like, yeah. It's a very stingy, very intense, yes, and like isolated, like, yeah, uh-huh. Right. He had like some paddles with holes in it, which I've just generally never been a fan of. Cause you can like faster and it like changes like the hit. And you know, he had like this, I forget what it's called. You know, it's a bunch of different rods that are all like tied together, uh-huh. And like a bunch of bamboo shoots. Right.
Uh-huh.
Like you get, you know, this giant piece of rubber. It's like this giant, about a size of a quarter, thick and like floppy and heavy, just like piece of rubber.
Yeah.
You know, or like a ruler, kind of like you had never been hit with that, but he had like a big, like teacher's y kind of looking like ruler that was made out of some like hard oak wood and just a bunch of different shit where I was just like, fuck, dude. I was like, cause when I walked into the room, it was all laid out.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I'm not going to let you see it right now, but it's like, no. Here's what I'm fixing to like.
Sex dungeon vibes going on.
Yeah. And so I was like, shit, man. I was like, no, you know what? You know, really good me should have been like, okay, here are the areas I'm okay to be hit in like with these things. Here's what I'm worried about. Here's what I'm nervous about. Uh-huh. Here's what I'm not really so nervous about. Just so he would be informed. Like, uh-huh. Part of me was just like, all right, rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let this like person I've known for a few months strap me to a bed and rub a knife over my fucking body, which was like the one moment where I was like, what if he's a good serial killer?
Yeah, first.
What if he's
times,
a great serial killer? He's like long game in me. And then, he's like, he builds comfort and trust where, you know, I probably wouldn't have told anybody that I was going over there that day. And I show up and then I lay down and he's got it all set up to where he can fucking, because he's a great planner, can just like fucking torture me and not listen to the safe word and then kill me and then like hide the body easily.
I think the cops can easily get some phone shit and see that y'all texted each other and see that he was the last person you talked to. I think he'd get caught. You know, just take some comfort, guys. I know we all think all the cops are bastards, but you know, them being there does stop people from just killing people. So
anyway, so it was wild. And also it's like, you know, I'm not always, it depends on the scene, but I'm not always down to like be fucked afterwards. Right.
Yeah.
But like,
but I mean, that's part of the fantasy.
I mean, no, but not really. Like, I mean, for me, most of the times that I've seen him, it's just been like BD. I mean, I might have like sucked his dick or something, but
that's
like,
not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, that's like, it's mostly about the BDSM element. It's about, you know, just him getting into his sadistic side and just hitting me and me really leaning into being masochistic and just taking pain.
But in your fantasies, wouldn't you then get fucked?
No, not even. Sometimes really? In my fantasies, I don't.
You
I mean,
just
I
fantasize about getting hit. And
yeah, I really do
fucked?
Just love that BDSM what? Element. Yeah, it's not always sexual for me. Like, I have like a deep attachment to like the catharsis of it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And like the, you know, when you remove that like sexual element, like getting into that masochistic headspace is really interesting. Like, how do you, you know, really fall into it when it's not about sex and it is just about like you're just being hurt?
Well, I guess that's true. Cause like when I'm watching people get whipped in movies and I'm getting turned on, it's not like they're ever about to have sex, you know, sadly. Yeah. But wouldn't that be hot?
I mean, like the sexual element can make it easier in a lot of ways, right? It can also make it harder. It can also make it darker, right? You know, adding in that you're getting fucked after someone's just beaten you can be darker than just getting beaten, right?
For sure.
But yeah, so like, but like this time, you know, he fucked me and like fucked me well. And like, I didn't like come at all, right? But like, it was the best. It was like, I did the entire sensational experience was so good that I was like, it was, there was like no need for an orgasm. Right. Yeah. It was like unreal.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. I forgot. So the knife was wild. Cause like I was definitely really body high by this point. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, cause this lasted a while.
Yeah.
This was like, we were there for about an hour and a half.
yeah,
with me like strapped down and shit, right?
So you were on a journey with the lube, with the weed lube.
Yeah, I was fucking going, man. Like, it hit me. I mean, I guess about as hard as I thought it would. It wasn't like too hard, but I was like, oh,
okay,
it's working, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm dealing with the adrenaline rush of being hit.
Yeah.
And so, like, when he finally, like, switches, he, like, you know, hits me for a good while and, like, really spanking, like, my ass, my inner and outer thighs,
mm-hmm.
And, like, the backs of my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
He switches to, like, sensation play for a little bit and sensation stuff. Well, first he, like, unzipped my hood and, like, made me, like, lick his, seems like, stick out your tongue and just, like, started rubbing his dick on it. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls out the knife and, like, starts, like, trailing the knife, like, you know, like from my hips, like up my body and like on to my boobs. And mm-hmm. like that part of my body hadn't taken that much like impact at that, by that point. Right. Mm-hmm. Like he hadn't really hit me too much up there. He like hit my boobs some, but like, when that knife touched my body, man, it was like this warmth spread across my entire sure. body, not just in that spot, but it was like the pinpoint of that spot made
yeah.
every other inch of my body completely aware of the lack of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this wild kind of blanket enveloping me sensation. And then, like, it just felt like that, I don't know, that point as it just trailed across you, like, it was like all of my skin was thinking towards that point. I don't know how to describe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
All your consciousness
yeah.
is totally focused in that. And it's this warming, you know, sensation of physiological arousal, really concentrated yeah, like that.
Nuts.
It's a very similar feeling to if I would get excommunicated officially from the church. Yeah, you know what I mean? Your body's just, filled with this like,
Yeah. It was, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And I let him slap me, mm-hmm. which in the face, which like, when I say let him, I mean, I didn't say like red or yellow afterwards. Yeah. Like I saw him bring, he has like this like thick glove that he puts on that adds like a boom yeah. to it. And isn't, so it isn't much of like a hard, like
yeah.
hit.
Yeah.
But it adds some like intensity to it. So it allows you to like, I don't know, it rocks you more, but it doesn't hurt as much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he'd like been hitting me like on the ass with it. So I'm like doing some really deep thuddy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, when I saw him like have it on, when he was like coming up to fuck me, I was like, oh, he's probably going to slap me with that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I could be like, nah. I was
yeah.
like, no, you know what?
You have the time to make
gonna,
the decision.
I think I'm gonna like roll with it. I think he's like
gonna know how to do it right.
Yeah, he seems to have a good judge of like what my pain tolerance right. is and yeah, intensity level. Point. Yeah. And so like it's like I think he can slap me. And it's like I don't really wanna be slapped,
mm-hmm.
but I want him to slap me because I know he wants to slap me.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. And it was like I don't know, it was a very interesting kind of like subby space because I was like I simultaneously lost in it, but also very like real world and conscious, mm-hmm. you know, some people would say like, I wasn't, you know, completely dropped in or whatever to like subspace mm-hmm. because I wasn't just like mindlessly there, very acutely yeah. there, but like
method acting.
Yeah. But for me, it's just like, you know,
method being,
there's usually, it takes a very special like situation for me to be like completely there and to like throw myself away. Otherwise I'm a one eye always open kind of
yeah.
person, you know,
you're not going to get all the way
open. Yeah.
Hypnotized. Yeah.
I mean, no, that's the one thing is I do get hypnotized easily.
Really? Two eyes closed when yeah. you're hypnotized?
Like, I don't know why, but like, but that's the thing is like, because I do believe in it and I am capable of dropping into that very deep subspace or if I'm role playing like kitten shit or whatever, I can okay. drop very deep into that. Right. But it's like, I have to be around like the right type of person where I'm like, I need to like have a like level of trust in you because it's like
yeah.
I can't think about anything else. I have to like go to this place and most people pull me out of it somewhere or the other.
That makes
so sense. With hypnotism, it's like always in like some fun public setting or whatever when mm-hmm. it's happening. It's like I know I can do that. And so I just like give my head over to it, right? Because I know it's like
he's not gonna do anything.
You're not gonna yeah, you're not gonna fuck me up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So but yeah, so I had that wild kinky sexual experience and it was just weird to have so many of those things happen within the span of a few hours, like, and then to have to reckon with all of it afterwards of like,
holy shit. Yeah.
Like, wow, I did that. Wow. That felt great. Wow. I shouldn't have like done all that necessarily like that way. Mm-hmm. Wow. I felt really hot. Wow. You know, all of the things I just said, like all that shit just like flooded back on me. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it also just really made me reflect on like the casualness with which I kind of like let intense things happen to me. Yeah. Right. Where I'm just like, God damn, like, are other people like this? Like just putting themselves in situations and just being like, yo, let's roll with it.
Yellow, man. I mean, yeah.
I mean, you know, no shade on anybody that's like vanilla or like whatever. But I'm just like, dude, like what a like universe and like plethora of experiences and sensations that is available to us. Like what a kind of like place we exist in with the things we can do to our bodies and like. The things that people choose not to do with them astound me, you know, mm-hmm. where it's just like, you're just going to live your normie life and just like be satiated by the tiny degrees of pleasure that get drift your way, I guess. And that's going to be fine with you, I guess. Okay.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of people out there who aren't reading books. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people.
That's the thing to me. It's weird, just like of all the sensations you can give yourself. The breadth
of human experiences. Yeah. They're just not interested. But not our listeners. You guys must be out
there. Well, I mean, you're experiencing something if you listen to this.
Exactly. This has been another NPR production out of Safe Space Studios.
We're broadcasting on 66.6 FM. That's KFUX.